Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your announcer, Chuck Landington. And before we get to this week's live cast, we have a special message from Robert.
Hey guys, this is Rob. If you know this Noah, Rhythm 3D sounding extra cheerful today. It's because I'm running late and been stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Enjoyed what will probably be the best first hour of the live cast ever. Join my three co-hosts in praying that I will die in a fiery car crash.
Sounds good to me. Now on with the show.
Oh, Chuck. We don't really hope that Rob dies in a fiery car crash.
I wouldn't mind if he got maimed. What exactly does it mean to get maimed?
It means like deformed, mangled.
So like you could say decapitated or...
He's already deformed and mangled.
Well, I guess decapitated, you lose your head.
You mean dead, that'd be dead.
Yeah.
Maimed is like you live on, but there's something such...
Well, even if he died, he would live on in our memories.
Yeah, that, I mean...
Maybe that's probably the best way for him to live on.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's the one way he would stop gaining weight, I feel.
Oh.
That's the best way for Rob. If he just dies now, it would be the weight gain would be curbed permanently.
So wait, how long after death do you think it would take for him to get to a normal weight? How much decomposition?
Depends where you bury him and how many worms there are.
Like good 3 weeks, right?
I think what we would have to do is cremate him and then sell his ashes as weed for the metal injection listeners. To smoke.
I'd smoke as... You know how high you'd probably get from...
And the thing
ashes?
Is, it's not technically marijuana, so would that even be illegal?
No? Well, if it has that much marijuana content, it probably counts as marijuana.
Wasn't there some story about how Keith Richards snorted his father?
Did he?
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing
father's
that.
Father's ashes.
Yeah.
I do not know that story at all.
So, there you go. It won't kill you, apparently.
Don't you read Spin Magazine, Darren?
I'm Rob. I did hear, actually, when Rob dies, he has in his will that his hair has to have a separate casket.
Oh, well, I think it would need one. And then a third casket just for sunflower seeds that he could eat in hell. Piece of shit. Fucking choke on him.
I'm starting off very cheerful today.
Well, he's late.
That's true.
And I also made chili today.
It was delicious.
Just for him and Frank and...
Wait, just for him? What?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Just because of a conversation that I had with him and Frank.
Oh. What are you doing having conversations with them behind our back?
I was very much inebriated.
When was this?
On Saturday.
What happened on Saturday?
We went to a party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want to tell us about that party, or is that not allowed?
Why?
No, I mean, I'd rather talk about it when Rob gets here.
No, but what if he doesn't?
We'll
just never talk about it.
But we can have both sides of it. You know,
yeah.
We can have like your side, and then Rob can clear up anything you lied about.
It's like the side of Noah, a person who they wanted to come to the party, and then the side of Rob, a person who they felt obligated to invite to the party.
Someone in the chat said that story about Keith Richards snorting his father is an urban legend.
Well, I'd like to believe that it's true. It makes me feel better.
I'll look that up. We'll come back to that.
Oh, wow. There's somebody in there that's named Sid is the best.
Yeah. You got a fanboy.
I think that's Lewis. I think that's Lewis.
You know, Lewis really likes you.
Hey, everybody should. He's just ahead of his time.
Do we even know who Lewis is?
Yeah, in case you're
talking about this?
In case we
like,
yeah.
Do other people know?
I was about to give a brief recap of who Lewis is. He's like a guy who just... He's like an obsessive fan who, like, you know, has been following Metal Injection for a long time.
And he claims it's not Lewis.
Sid always sticks up for Lewis.
And he even spelled Lewis wrong to prove that it's not Lewis.
It's Lewis.
You see, technically, he is not Louis, so he's right. He's Lewis. Jeez. And that's very creepy that I remember the proper spelling.
He's a truthful stalker.
Get off on the technicality.
So back to the party. Let's hear about the party. I didn't even know about this until 1 minute ago.
I think I would rather just talk about it when Rob is... Well, I guess... Whatever. Rob is calling us, though.
Yeah, we're
going
to make him wait.
All right.
In the meantime, he gets to listen. I told him we weren't going to talk to him until after the first music break,
yeah.
So he knows.
This is how we punish him, and we teach him a lesson.
We deny him his voice.
Rob, we're going to pick up your call, but we have some 4chan calls to go to first.
Oh, don't even mention them, Downing. They're going to hear that somehow. They're going to get a Google alert. They're going to swarm all of a sudden. There's going to be 80 people in the chat room.
Did you hear they were talking about us again? That was hilarious.
Bastards.
By the way, Noah was eating the chili with the chips, the Tostitos, or whatever those are.
They're not. They are grande.
Salsa limón, motherfucker.
I've never heard of that.
Can you say it in Spanish, Darren?
Grande. Salsa limón.
Wow.
Esta porción de sabor gigante está presentada por Grande.
El sabor más fina. What does that mean? I hear that all the time on El sabor más fina or something.
El sabor means the flavor.
Flavor is very fine.
Yeah, the best flavor.
It's like in Coca-Cola commercials and stuff.
But anyway, she somehow managed to drop a chip down her back.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Give us the story here.
She goes, I don't know, I'm setting up my computer.
You've never had it where you chewed on something and you swallowed it the wrong way and it feels like it's going down
your back? Oh, so it wasn't literal.
Oh, I thought it went in your shirt or something.
But her shirt's
very
tight, so I don't know how that would have happened.
I'm just saying.
Wait, how'd it go down your back, like your inside back even? How would that happen?
It just feels like it was going down my spine. I don't know.
Like
I can't explain it.
You're like a second.
Would you have
a biologist?
Sometimes it opens you up back there and you could feel tube ways that you didn't even know you had. Right? Is that it?
What?
Thank you.
She's going to shit it out her vagina later.
No,
out of my anus, not my vagina.
Well,
Darren.
You did it backwards. Then.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of pussy shit.
Very intense, deep.
There's the girl from that band now talking about pussy shitting.
Oh.
She'd love to hear that.
By the way,
Maria Brink.
Maria Brink will be on the show later. We don't know if it's age 15 now or 9:15. Sort of.
Maybe if we would take this call from Rob, we could find out.
You want to do it?
Nah.
All right,
go ahead. Take him.
But at the first second of douchiness, cut him off.
Okay. Rob, you are on the line.
Hello?
On the Zach hotline.
Zach hotline.
Am I on?
Oh, boy. Yes, you're on.
Hello.
Maria Brink will be talking to her at 9:15, and I will be there by then.
Really? Where are you right now?
What exit?
I am on the New Jersey Turnpike. I don't know what exit.
You by exit 138? Because that's the Misfits exit. You know that song?
I don't think there's an exit 138 on the New Jersey Turnpike.
What's the song about? I thought that's what that was about.
Maybe it's on the Garden State Parkway.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey. How's it going?
Where were you today? Why were you in Philly?
We're working on a top secret metal injection project. And,
it's that gay porno, right?
What?
It's the gay porno, the metal injection gay porno?
Yes.
It's the
we're finally doing hot beef injection. And the licenses are much cheaper in Philly than in New York to shoot.
And there's also a lot more gay people in Philly.
Did you give Frank Roadhead?
I did not give Frank Roadhead. Because I didn't want to get into a car accident, I waited until we pulled over to give him head.
Wow, you're that good, huh?
Did you rub his leg, though, while he was driving? That's not going to cause an accident. That's good. Did you rub his leg?
Oh, duh.
Okay. All right.
Coming in 2010, Metal Injection presents Men with Hot Middle Eastern Jew Froze, Volume 2.
Oh, awful.
My fro is very controlled today.
Rob, what?
I said my fro is very controlled today. I've gelled it.
Well, I noticed in the bathroom there is a woman's hair product of some sort that you purchased
really?
For yourself, right? That is a woman's hair product, right? Tresemme or something? That's for women, right?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
It's a unisex hair product. It doesn't woman's hair gel. What are you talking about?
But in the commercials, it's strictly advertised for women.
Because women know good hair products.
Looks like Brandon Lee in The Crow now.
All right, let's see.
Wait,
after
he got shot.
Trace, clean hold, firm control.
Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Rob, you like firm control?
Yes. I like my hair to be in face control.
There's a circle and that says all day control, climate control, humidity resistance.
Men should not be worrying about these things.
So last week my hair looked absurd and I got made fun of. This week it's under control. And I don't want to get a haircut. I like it like this.
Great. I have a question for you. Did you take the stylist's suggestion and start towel drying your hair and then dispense the desired amount into your hand and rub together to activate the ingredients before you put it on? Then
yes.
Did you use your fingers and palms to evenly coat your towel dried hair? And then you comb
yes.
through the end?
Has anyone ever read the instructions on a gel thing before? You're just blowing minds right now.
Well, just to let you know, the gel is ideal for air drying as it won't dry crunchy.
Oh, that's good!
That sounded like I said it from right in the studio.
Yeah.
By the way, Robert, we each took turns peeing in your Tresemme. For extra hold and balance.
And firm hold.
Vertical hold.
No
can
crunchy dryness.
This? We can unscrew the top.
Yeah, you can.
That could work.
But it's still like all closed off. Damn it.
Do you have like a turkey baster?
No. If anybody has a turkey baster, they can get us within the next half an hour, please.
Do you think because Rob has pubic hair on his head, he has straight pubic hair?
Oh, God. Just hangs down like a fucking horse's mane.
I don't even want to think about that.
Good God.
It's actually kind of curly.
Okay.
Kind of gross.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, Rob, I cooked for you and Frank, and...
It looks good.
It is fucking good, and you haven't even tried it yet.
I just ate before
I'm
I came.
Wait, I need to go back. I think the top paragraph on the back of this Tresemme bottle pretty much closes the debate on who this product is intended for. I'll read the whole thing, but really the last sentence is what settles it. From our origins in salons around the world, we've always had a simple vision. To create stylist-tested salon-quality products without the salon price tag, so you can experience that salon feeling every day. Like your favorite little black dress, Tresemme will never let you down or go out of style. Rob, do
you I'll
have
you
a
know my little black dress never did let me down, and
great
I can wear
dress.
It anywhere.
Are you wearing it right now, you fuck?
So wait, what hair product should I buy?
Something for men, I don't know.
Anything.
I don't
what?
Have any hair, so I don't know anything about
all
hair
right,
products. All
right, so shut your trap.
No.
I'm getting made fun of for my hair product by two males who have no hair.
Hey, who are you calling a male?
Is Frank in the car right now?
Yes.
Ask him what he uses.
Frank, what gel do you use? Hair dryer. He doesn't use gel, he just uses the hair dryer. But he has long hair. He doesn't have a fro.
How do you think we lost our hair? We used fucking Tresemme
for
20 years.
It works for women, but for men it just makes you go bald. That's like the punish. That's the failsafe.
Doesn't Axe make a hair gel? Isn't that like the men product?
Can you get a Dracar Noir hair gel, Rob? That seems like a good treat.
Axe, I just want to let you know, Noah. Axe makes the worst product for any sort of situation.
Someone in the chat just said Rob should just buy bear traps and put them on his head.
And someone else said this sounds like something. Hang up on him.
I agree. All right, Rob.
Someone said that you are a 4chan.
Wait a minute. So just because someone in the chat room says to hang up on one of your hosts, do you do it?
They are the point.
Hey, man, at least they showed up at 8 o'clock. What's your fucking excuse?
I'm not sure this might be 4chan. Pretending to
I'm
be
on
Rob.
The phone.
This might all be pre-recorded for all I know.
Bala Louie, how is Christina?
Yeah. Hang up on him right now.
Oh, my. Speaking of Rob, by the way, Rob's mother recorded a single. I don't know if you know that.
Is she going to be on the show tonight? Because I heard that we're going to have two sexy women on the show tonight.
We
her
might.
And Maria Brink.
Depends on if Rob shows up.
We'll see. He has to work that out. But she, like, Rob's mother is very, very good mother. She's like a homemaker.
She's a nurturer.
She's a great cook. Keeps a beautiful house. And now she's showing her creative side. So she wrote a song that we're going to be debuting.
She's a multifaceted woman.
It's an appeal to her son.
Maybe when are we going to do that? Are we going to do that after Rob gets here, or you want
to? Whenever.
Break it out in the first hour?
I think, because his mom's going to come here, and we're going to interview her beforehand about the whole process and the motivation behind the song. So okay. I think it might be good to have Rob here to be confronted by his pleading mother.
Okay, sounds good.
It should be, fun.
I heard a snippet of that song. It's really good.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it.
So did I. I got a little taste.
It sticks in your head. It definitely sticks in your head. You could feel the passion in her voice.
She's, quite a vocal range.
Hot like diarrhea.
Darren, do you want to talk about this new story that took place at our... Me and Darren both went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the same time.
No.
But it's a public
high school.
Madison.
Oh.
We both went to James Madison High School.
Yeah.
And it seems Madison every couple of years finds a way to get into the news for the most absurd reasons possible. Did you hear about this, Noah?
No, I haven't.
Do you have the story queued up, Darren?
I'll get it. You can just give the rundown.
So there was an assembly the other day. All the kids in the whole school were in the auditorium for this assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the young female teachers decided during the assembly, hey, let's go into an empty classroom and get naked and fuck. They were caught by a janitor who reported them to the principal and got them both suspended.
Well, I guess that janitor was just jealous.
He probably wanted to get in on it, and they said no.
Wait, female teachers?
Female, one in her late 20s, one in her early 30s, both quite attractive.
What?
Both pictures on the website. On
unbelievable.
The, whatever,
one of them Jenna
Hayes? No, one of them looks sort of like maybe an ethnic Jenna Hayes kind of type.
Yeah, no, look at her picture. Those are the two broads that were
wow.
kissing.
One of them a taste of the story, Darren. And
I can tell
the
man.
They interviewed some of the students, which is just amazing.
No, actually, they got that from like a forum post on the school. Whatever.
Well, some of it seems like it was from the reporter going down there and interviewing kids during lunchtime.
But they, like the story writing is hilarious.
Yeah.
Who's hot for teacher? Looks like the other teacher. Two female romance language instructors were tossed out of their Brooklyn high school after being caught undressed in an empty classroom, sources told the Daily News Tuesday. Sunday at James Madison High School in Midwood. That's not really in Midwood.
Yeah, it is, right?
It is. Totally is in Midwood.
It's not in Midwood.
Yeah.
It counts as Midwood.
All right, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
We're watching a talent show in the auditorium while Alini Brito and Cindy Morrow were speaking the international language of love, sources said. A janitor stumbled on French teacher Morrow, 33, and Brito, 29, a married Spanish instructor, and tattled. That's the part I don't understand.
Yeah.
You're a fucking janitor.
You should be just getting an eyeful and drinking a doorknob.
Maybe he doesn't like gay people.
So I said that to... I said, yeah, that could be. Maybe he's like a religious wingnut.
Even religious wingnuts want to see two good-looking girls get it on. Come on.
Yeah. Why interrupt them? Sid said to me in an IM, he's like, what? He's like, maybe they didn't let him join in or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, so what? Just, it's all right, walk out of the room and look through the window. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you tell him. You're a janitor. What fucking joy do you get out of life?
Yeah, man? Really. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime. That's like something out of Penthouse Forum. And if they're both good-looking.
Yeah, but one of them is
if
way...
If I were the janitor, I would have taken the top of the broomstick and just...
Jammed it on their asses?
Yeah.
You would have plunged them?
Yeah, I mean...
Honestly,
like
that's the part where...
Someone antagonized the lesbians.
I'll keep reading this in a minute, but my computer just crashed.
Oh, no.
Oh, here it is. All right. So he says, I'll read what the kid says.
Yeah.
Okay. The episode is the talk of the school. Students even set up a Facebook group to discuss the shenanigans, and it already has more than 500 fans. Now you guys wish we installed cameras in our classrooms after all. Wrote one. janitor Robert Colantuoni refused to comment Tuesday. I can't talk about it. I'm sorry. Why not?
That's because he doesn't have a firm grasp of the English language. That's why he's a janitor. He would talk about it if he knew the proper vocabulary.
I want to hear details.
Lady touch other lady. Look pretty. Me tell supervisor.
they asked the schmuck who's married to one of them.
Yeah, he's like,
the school district has not informed my wife of these allegations, and they are untrue. Yeah, right. Like, he knows.
Yeah. He's probably holding the camera.
Yeah, he should have taken a photo of me.
I put a link in the chat because I just want people to see how fucking hot. Like, she looks like a Victoria's Secret model.
Especially when you just compare it to, like, the average high school teacher.
She looks like a high school, like an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
She looks like she's about to graduate high school.
And the other one's like all slutty apparently, right?
Yeah.
One of the students was talking about like...
Yeah, she dyed her hair pink or something.
She had like tattoos and low-cut tops and skirts.
Yeah, she dressed like a teenage girl. She'd wear low-cut tops, shorts, three-quarter length jeans.
Yeah, so that means that she'll have sex in the classroom.
Well, it clearly it does.
Yeah.
This one time it's true. She's the exception that proves the rule.
Oh, yeah. When I went to Madison, like, it was all, like, old men.
Oh, yeah, it's not the hefty seat.
Had, like, a 4'9" math teacher.
But, like, after we had both graduated Madison.
I didn't graduate Madison, but.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a swimming class or
pool? No, I didn't spend much time.
Getting in my underpants there. But, after I had graduated, there were a couple of other times that Madison made the news. First, I think a year or two after I graduated, there was a big spinal meningitis breakout at Madison High School.
Well, I got it. Let me turn off the after dark.
Yeah, for spinal meningitis. And then a year or two after that, a couple of janitors were caught on tape during the weekend one time doing coke off of the desks.
See, janitors that they hired there, man. They had to put these, they started putting guys through a check after that.
Yeah, so this is the guy.
Guys that don't like drugs, don't like lesbians fucking each other in the classroom. Make sure they don't, like, you know, want to do anything fun.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Do you have any sexy high school stories?
Yeah, really. Most of you are still in high school, so.
About your teachers.
Yeah, I don't think we want sexy high school stories from 15-year-olds.
About their teachers.
Depends what the 15-year-old looks like.
You can call us at 646-929-1357.
That was actually a good point. Someone in the chat said, why is the After Dark theme on there? It's sex during the day.
Because it's after dark in your mind, man. This is theater of the mind. I'm sure they had the room darkly lit. Maybe there was a dimmer switch they brought down to close the shades.
Imagine there's like a fold-out bed in the class.
If this chem lab's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. They should have had like a scrunchie on the doorknob or something to stay out.
Where was Jenny during this?
Yo, miss.
It had to be her school.
I think she was in the parking lot smoking weed.
She had a lesbian student, so maybe the lesbian student somehow got involved in this. That student should transfer to Madison.
But she was like a man, that kid. That wasn't even like a hot lesbian, right? She was just like a...
Yeah, apparently.
Excuse me, miss. Can I hit that?
Can you shove your toes in me?
Excuse me, miss number one and miss number two. Can I be miss number three for this afternoon, please? You're both looking so lovely.
Ooh, excuse me, miss. Can I smell your finger?
Oh, no? Well, miss number two, can I smell your finger? Thank you.
Oh,
see, it's better when there are two misses.
Yeah.
It's increasing your chances of one of them letting you.
646-929-1357. And you want to go to a music break real quick?
Already?
Yeah, why not?
Fine. If you don't want to talk anymore, we could go to a music break.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, then that explains it.
I have to shove more chili into my mouth.
Oh, hello.
By the way, someone says that they think Noah should have sex with Sid in the chat. How do you feel about
that? I think that's Noah that said that, right?
Oh, Noah. Noah, you did write that.
No, I am not Sid is the best.
Why wouldn't you be? We should all be.
How would she know she didn't have sex with you yet?
Well, I'm not the best in that respect.
I don't think it'll work out with me and Sid.
Why? Are you willing to give it a try against your better judgment?
I just, you know, like, I feel it deep in my heart. It's just not going to, like, it won't happen.
Well, why? Based on, maybe that's heartburn from the chili that you feel. Well, no, why? Why would you, what is it based on what? Looks or personality?
He's just not my flavor.
What is your flavor?
I like hair, first of all.
Right.
I like taller than Sid,
right,
and skinnier than Sid.
Wow.
And I like in a band.
I'm sorry I opened that door.
Well, it's all stuff I know about myself.
So that it's just not going to happen.
Not even for Christmas, though, like one time.
We're both Jewish.
Hanukkah.
Well, then wouldn't it be like 13 times?
Yeah. No, 7.
7 to, is that, see, that's how Jewish I am.
Yeah.
Come
on, Sid.
Sorry, Sid. But if you'd like, I have some music that I could play.
What does that mean?
We can go to a music break and we can go cry in the shower.
But is it music you picked?
Well, seeing as, you know, like, Rob's computer holds all of our music, so I'm just going to play whatever's on my iPod. All
right.
So what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear only three songs, because one of them is 11 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
We're gonna start off with Megadeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to Enciferum. And then I'm going to play something from one of Marty Friedman's...
Play Marty Friedman.
Marty Friedman solo album.
No. Maybe we should also play something from...
Oh, wow, we've got some callers all of a sudden.
Something from In the Moment. Can we play a caller before we play that?
Take number three.
Okay.
646, you're on the air on the Zach Beats Hotline. 646, I hear the wind blowing.
This is great atmosphere for the show.
646 going once. 646 going twice. 646 hung up on us before we even had a chance.
Okay.
802.
Hello.
I can't hear you. We can hear you.
Just talk.
You can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might talk. Oh, all right. Shit.
Who is this?
This is Paul Masvidal. Sid sucked
my
phone.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Damn, I figured you have a Latino accent.
Paul, are you calling in to confront Sid about his constant mocking of you and your band Cynic?
Actually, I was just telling him that he banged his mother last night, but I guess
somebody doesn't care
that much.
Wait, did you say Sid banged his mother or you'd banged his mother?
I banged Sid's mother, yes.
How was she?
She had crabs down there.
So now you have crabs too? Way to go.
Wait. Sid, isn't your mother married
to my father?
So why is she doing band guys?
It's my dad's old. He's trying to spice it up. It's
Paul Masvidal is very poetic. I'm sure he sweet talks.
Oh, it wasn't willing. Trust me. It wasn't willing. She wasn't willing. I had to hold her down.
Oh, you raped his mom.
Wow.
And via raping my mother, you got crabs. And this, you called us up to say not only are you a rapist, but you now have crabs.
Well,
you're
kind of
confirming everything Sid said.
I don't think that was a problem.
Wait, what happened?
I sprayed insecticide down there.
All right.
That's not how it works.
All right, we get it. You like Cynic and you don't like Sid. No.
Yeah.
One note joke.
Call us when you graduate high school.
Thanks for calling, Paul.
Anyways, suck my chode, guys.
What?
Okay. I think
he said something about, I think, chode or something.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he said something about his chode.
Let's try 646 again.
646.
You're on the Zach Beats Hotline, 646. Is that Frank? Is he just trying to listen to the show?
Stop picking up on us!
Okay. All right, fine. So we have Robin Franklin on the show.
All right. I think we can go.
Speakerphone, guys. Come on, you don't both need to be on the line. That doesn't make any sense.
You know what? They called us just in time for our music break.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we got Maria Brink coming up after this music break and a song from Mrs. Pasbani and lots of other good stuff. So hang around. Thank you.
such man are never satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you. is Miles, the proud husband of the Blog Talk Radio lady. Right, well, I've heard you blokes making light of her accent and talking about her menstrual cycle. I believe I've had just about my fill of it. Any more shenanigans and there will be fisticuffs. Carry on then.
Yo, yo. On some real shit. Rather stay in Europe. Yeah. I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. And we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should like find a U-Hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Rather stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. The song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Don't come back. Robin, stay in Europe. No one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels to 10:30. Rob, I hit your unibrow so for it. Looking like Bert had a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I can tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. While I got this track, pick up your damn pants. I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in your room. Homie, don't take your flight. You know we don't think you're funny. I'll chase you with Lonnie. But don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in your room. Homie, don't take your flight. You're so addicted to chronic. You're filled with vomit. So don't come back. Don't come back. Stop. Everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and cute. And it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe. Pissing out from the fumes, face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here's missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robin, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris. But don't come back. Don't come back. Robin, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. You probably have bunions. And don't come back. Don't come back. Yeah, seriously, I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really. Robert, stay in Europe.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Yeah, we're back.
We're going to do a quick segment of Thrash It or Trash It.
All right, and we have a band now that was suggested in our chat called Timeless Infamy.
Oh, boy.
Which looks like for 14-year-olds from Boston, Massachusetts. Oh. And they're listed as progressive metal and fusion.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Apparently, they're looking for keyboardist or singers.
Oh, man. Or a singer.
Here's what anything they like on this, right in. They need you. So anyway, without further ado, here's Timeless Infamy.
Yeah.
Song title.
Oh, sorry. Livin.
Livin or Livin?
L-I-V-I-N. Maybe it's live.
Like Livin La Vida Loca?
Livin apostrophe?
No, no apostrophe.
Sounds like pop song.
So do you like it?
Well, not yet.
I don't like pop.
Sounds pretty clean.
Yeah.
For a hitman.
For a hitman.
I'm telling you, they look like young guys. One of them looks like a kid from Superman. I really wanted to like this.
Can you see what they look like?
Please don't, because they're not fun. That's like one of their photos.
Yeah. She brought them. Brought them hors d'oeuvres in the basement.
Cookies. Timeless Toll House morsels.
I don't think this isn't like even really meta.
Yeah.
It sounds like Life of Agony's gay little brother.
Let's give them another song. Hold on.
I don't think. Wait, are we allowed to do that?
What?
We have rules.
Rob's not here. Fuck it.
Terrence, so
this is a live track called Be Fallen.
Like your son, you be fallen. That.
Is that their dad in the audience?
Hey! That's my son up there!
You can hear people talking over the music.
Terrible recording.
As we talk over them talking over the music.
Well, we're allowed to, though. This is what they put on there.
This is trash. This is, right? Do we? Noah?
I feel bad because they're so young, unless they're not really 14, you're just making that up.
I say trash it.
But otherwise...
No, I'm not making it up. I'm just assuming, though. I don't know that they really are. They just look young.
For their sake, let's hope that they are.
Yeah.
It sounds like AM radio, like 70s music. Sort of. No.
It reminds me of bands like in high school, like, you know, like in my high school.
So props to a band from Boston not sounding like the Dropkick Murphys for once. That's always good to hear.
All right, that was an unqualified trash all the way around.
How come it was unqualified?
I'll let you pick. Here we got Bloodwork 100, Abominable Putridity.
Yeah, let's
yeah that one.
That. The name is.
All right, this is by suggested by Chelsea Grin
Triangle. Oh, so.
No, Chelsea.
Who spelled Chelsea
wrong?
Yeah. What the fuck? All right, Abominable Putridity. Let's see what songs we. But they might be signed. This is a pretty elaborate background and everything.
Well, we've never heard of them.
All right. Oh, they're from Russia.
Really?
Yeah, Moscow City, Russian Federation. And this, it appears to be grind, but we'll see. Here's the songs we got. Skin Removal, Entrails Full of Vermin, Intracranial Parasite.
Entrails Full of Vermin. Right, sounds good to me.
Play that. I'm just very fine. He had to get a phone. He's gonna fuck with people.
No, I think it meant to sound like the inside of his home. While it's digesting. Right?
There's a bullfrog. Yeah.
What do you think?
Is there another song here?
Yeah, we got, let's play Skin Removal.
Okay.
You know what that's about, Darren, don't you?
Biograph.
Oh, Yeah.
I had to check.
Huh. Once again, the music is not there.
Yeah, the band's good. Get a real vocal.
Yeah.
It's like one note growling.
No, it sounds like he put the mic in his like throat.
Maybe he's
an Adam's apple.
Maybe it's a 60-year-old guy that's comfortable and he's had the hole in his throat. He has the cancer to do.
I used to like swimming.
That's poor guy.
No.
There used to be a commercial in New York of they're trying to scare you out of smoking. And it was like a guy who had one of those kazoos that he talks through.
He's like a Dominican dude.
Yeah, but yeah, he barely speaks English too, on top of having the kazoo.
I used to like to swim in the water.
I used to like to swim in the water.
Now I cannot go in the water.
I have to go to the doctor every 3 weeks.
Relating really hard. Sorry, Sajul.
I'm going to start a band. All the abominable future to see.
I think we've had enough of this.
So that's this guy's band?
I know, they're just suggesting bands. I don't know. Oh, wow. That's that guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, maybe. It could be. Mm. But that was terrible.
Yeah, that was not good.
Good, the band, not so bad. I'll thrash the band.
No, but you got to pick one or the other, like a cumulative.
You going to really hold me to that?
Yes. What's the name of the show, man? Name of the game?
I'll say trash then. The vocals kill it for me.
Yeah, I agree. Trash.
I thrash it just because it sounds like fun.
He's trying to be ornery. Let's see.
I don't even know what that means.
He's like the Paula Abdul of the trio.
You go. You had a lot of heart. I really liked your growling.
Yes. There's potential. Keep working. Just keep working.
Let's see what else we got here. In the Kingdom of Nightmares.
Okay.
Sound good? Or Death Point
is
Canada.
Is that like the fourth Castlevania game? Kingdom of Nightmares.
How about Death Point Canada?
Canada? Uh-oh.
Probably Canada's not part of the band name, I would assume.
Oh, just, let's find out.
Maybe there's like another Death Point in the U.S. or something. Yeah, it's just Death Point.
Okay. Sounds like a hardcore band, even.
No, they look pretty
pretty metal.
Yeah, well, they look like they're trying to be metal.
Does anyone have long hair?
Let's see.
They probably just sound like Rush.
Two guys have shoulder-length hair. Two guys have very short hair. One guy's skinhead. Looks like.
Or maybe he's just bald. He has no choice, Darren.
There are no black hairs.
Regardless of the reason why he's a skinhead, he is a skinhead. All right, what do we got here? My Last Words, Beating Demons, Fake. I think that's it.
Let's do the one with demons.
Beating Demons. At that point. Did already hate
it. No, I'm not hating it yet.
Oh, it sounds like off time.
No,
not off time.
Whatever. Excuse me.
Hit it right!
Alex Skolnick's gonna come here and beat me with a billy club. That's the wrong fucking musical term.
Oh, I think
Alex Skolnick is touring with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's too busy to come here and
he's
too busy
billy
Goker.
He's sleeping up.
All right.
We need to get this in vocal. It's very repetitive.
Or at least change the riff. It sounds like Death Clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost the name is almost Death Clock.
What's the name? I forgot.
Death Point. Canada.
Death Wristwatch.
Oh, Canada. I am a bit of blood.
What do you think?
Yeah, right, but the production is really
good. Yeah, it sounds
good. Or even worse.
It's funny, they all have like New Kids on the Block style photos.
Really?
And then, like a little bio.
Like jokingly or like seriously?
Look. Johnny. Cam.
What does Cam look like?
Yeah.
Is she easy?
The guy. They're all guys. It's Cam. He looks like Michael Cera. He's holding his face like
this. He should try out for the new Arrested Development movie that's before. Michael Cera doesn't want to do it.
Really? All right, trash or trash?
Trash.
Trash. Yeah, we didn't have one thrash.
Maybe if they get
I had
the
a thrash, but that other band.
I mean,
absurd, putrid faction, whatever.
You don't even know what they are.
Absurd, putrid faction. That's it. Sure. That's a new band. We're going to start that.
You want to take one more and hope
sure,
to get a.
Yeah. Press our luck.
We have Majesty with a 3 instead of an E. What else?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's just
someone in the band said this sounds like an evil sounding Yoda. Official into.
No, into Eternity is real. It's a sign that I'm
They said you'd like it, that's fine. Alright, so give me one that I can play here.
I'm actually
play
over
that
it.
Melora band.
Where is
Keep
that?
It Wolf Sun.
Where is it? Is it like up, way up?
No, it's right at the.
I see it.
Yeah. Keep a Wolf Sun I recognize from the old school days, so I thought we should throw him a bone.
He's very vocal
it's
about his musical.
You don't
have
to fuck
tech
him.
Death. I don't know what that means, tech death.
Probably
like a computer virus.
Death metal.
Is it all death metal sort of technical?
No.
All
right, we have parasitic.
What's non-technical death metal?
We have Parasitic Empire, Blades, Iconoclast, and Axiom.
Let's do Iconoclast. I fancy myself an iconoclast.
All right. Oh, is that Rob at the door? Oh, I heard something.
Get the camera ready if it is.
It's Maria Brink.
Yeah.
She's here.
Better than Rob.
Hopefully she's not wearing a bra.
I'm hoping she's...
Pictures.
Maria, if you're listening, that was a girl that said that. Yeah, not this
one. They didn't have an arm.
Actually,
it's more
interesting.
You're right.
We're doing a segment, please, so we focus.
Dun, dun. Hey, listen. I just want to play that part again. I want to get a beat.
Why? We're listening to it.
Fine. I had a joke for you.
Joke on
it won't make sense.
Well, just rewind the parent. It's fine.
Moment passed. This riff is very repetitive.
I like this.
Okay. Sid, what do you think?
It's better. The music's better. They sound sort of tight. The vocals are still not my bad, but...
What's up with the vocal?
I can put up with growling if the band really good.
The band is pretty good.
Yeah. Like an example would be Lamb of God, you know? But I'm not a fan of the growl, ever. Or if it's used, like, sparingly, you know? Like, once in a while they growl, and then there's also Queen vocals, and like... I think System of a Down.
Yeah. Okay.
But like when it just growls straight through beginning to end, I'm not a fan.
There's guitar parts between the growling.
It has to be clean vocals. I can't be vocals. I like singing.
I like this. I thrash.
I think especially compared to the other bands, you listen to today,
yeah.
Not the thrash.
Modified thrash.
So not a qualified,
mean
modified but a modified
thrash. Unqualified thrash. Unmodified. What does that even mean?
I'm being a little bit more descriptive than you motherfuckers. What?
So what's this?
There's only two options, thrash or trash.
What about the or?
Or is not an option.
Fine.
Alright.
Wait, so what's the stand called again?
Sounds pretty good from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It's called Melora.
How do you spell that?
M-E-L-O-R-A. I was writing it down. See? You hooked her, Wolf. Good job.
Gave me the wolf by his lupus, whatever.
You made a new fan from Melora.
Where are they from?
They're from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, it's Rob here. I just got to the show. Did I miss anything? I'm just not
you
sitting down.
You missed comedy gold.
What did I miss? This doesn't sound like comedy. This
you're just
going
to have to listen to the archive, Rob.
Oh, God. I guess I will.
Don't chew into the mic.
Why not?
Wait, I forgot which one it is.
My vocals are very crunchy.
Just like Rob.
So I guess those three thrashes, four thrashes for that band.
Wow. Is this the most positive?
In a while.
No, I meant that one band.
How many other bands?
The other bands, we did three other bands, and it was all trashes except Noah thrashed one.
Hmm.
And I'll just recap the bands. What was it? Death Point from Canada. They're called Death Point Canada. So apparently there's a Death Point in the U.S. too. Abominable Putridity, which was a Queensryche album, I think. What was the other one again?
Nalora.
No, the first
Captain
one.
Beefheart.
Well, whatever. You get the idea.
Trap Mask Replica.
Thanks, here.
Download it.
Thanks, guys, for the links.
Is my sound down? Is my sound on?
It's on.
sound down.
Would you like me to turn it off?
Ew. No.
So how was the drive back?
It was pretty
who
fast.
Who were you interviewing?
We interviewed the editor of this film. We're not supposed to talk about it.
You just did, though. You just said it. But have you already interviewed him? It's not like it's some crazy...
But Frank posted on his Facebook. You don't have to say what it's for.
We hung out with Albert from Duskful and the Relapse people. And we did some stuff. We shot some interviews for a super secret project that we are doing pretty soon. And it should be really cool. They were very insightful. And then, so I was in Philly basically the whole day and driving back like a maniac trying to make the second hour of the show.
Well, no, Frank was driving back like a maniac.
Oh, you're right.
I was
shotgunning like a maniac.
Was it just the two of you in the car?
Yeah.
So why weren't you crawled out against the back seat sleeping?
That's rude.
You curl up like a little kitten.
Yeah. But I think we have one last band for Thrasher to Trash It. Uh-oh. Let's get it going.
Imperion.
People
are
in the
chat room.
Yeah. Oldie but a goodie.
But we got Maria Brink coming up in 5 minutes. Did you have a bunch of good questions for her?
Well, the only thing I was going to ask, I noticed on the Wikipedia it says that she was on a tour called the Hottest Chicks in Metal Tour.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering, first of all, that sounds pretty sexist to me.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, like, if you're on a tour where it's promoted as the Hottest Chicks, you cannot get mad if a single person screams, show your tits.
Right.
Like, because you're asking for it pretty much with the tour name.
You should just ask her.
But is there an Ugliest Chicks in Metal Tour? That's the one I would want to go to. Like, L7 would be the headlining band.
Yeah.
Who you
there is no Ugliest Chicks in Metal.
They're not really
can
metal.
Can we start that? Can Metal Injection start the Ugliest Chicks in Metal Tour?
But what chick would want to be on that
probably
tour?
Chicks that, like, L7 was ugly and proud. There's got to be other bands that are like that. Aren't there? No?
Mm.
A couple more.
What?
Do you have to be good-looking to be a girl in a metal band? Is it that fucking sexist?
What about Lita Ford? She's getting
she,
up there.
Well, but she used to be good-looking.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Someone suggested the Luna Chicks.
Well, actually, I used to work for their record label. Without makeup, they were all gorgeous. One of them was a model and an actress. So.
Really?
Not ugly. The drummer was very dykey.
I guess Kitty would headline the Ugliest Chicks in Metal Tour.
How about Gene Simmons?
Yeah, that way. He probably would play that, actually. He would.
Yeah, I'm here on the...
I wish they would do a Hottest Guys in Metal Tour.
Ugliest Chick in Metal. Would be on that.
Any band Noah likes.
Only power metal band.
If it's a Noah tour, then it would just be Pagan Fest. They already have that tour for you, Noah. Or isn't Fintrol and Moonsorrow touring together? That's like the Noah Wet Dream Tour.
Shut up!
The Noah Dry Dream Tour? I mean, like, what? How do you want me to describe it?
Because the truth hurts. That's why she's upset.
Somebody just referenced the Gits in the chat room. That's amazing to me.
Bob Rock is your kind of guy.
I don't know who the hell Bob Rock is, but he knows some cool bands. Anyways.
Is it Louise?
Louis.
Sid is the best. Or something to that effect.
I know who it is. It's one of the posters for Metal Sucks. I figured it out.
Okay. Then that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Oh.
No, Maria is not on yet.
But we should get Maria on. Are we going to do this conference call style? Because I didn't give her the number. So.
We need to call her?
Why
yeah.
Well, it was
we'll call her now. You got 3 minutes. We'll take a quick one-song break and work that out.
Okay.
But then there's no way for us to... Oh, well, I guess you would have to... Yeah, okay. I guess we could do it.
What's happening?
We wouldn't really be able to tell her that she's on the show. She's just going to hear the music when we call her.
Do I have to produce the show myself?
Go ahead, Darren.
Call her.
Uh-huh.
Tell her the number.
Yes.
And have her call in.
And then what?
And then she would call
we'll
in
interview her.
And we'll, like, through the soundboard. See how that happens?
Do you guys have music ready?
Who, I don't
who
know
picked,
about you guys,
the music
chili is delicious.
I'll play a bit.
Noah, do you think you could post the recipe on the archive page?
Top secret.
It's very good.
Do you want to hear a bit?
A bit of what?
A bit of comedy.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll be right back with Maria Brink on Mel Injection Podcast.
What?
When I... Rob, get your ass and get your ass and place a metal injection at the dock right now. No!
All right.
God forbid he should be on time.
I will come across this console and hear your nut shot right now.
I'm playing!
Yes.
Go ahead.
Where are we?
This is JCVD at the dock.
Oh, yes. Noah.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm imagining it.
Let me move my screensaver so I can see it. Yes. Noah, I will bring you over to my Belgian loveliness. And have my Danish servant bake us croissant. They are like the European Mexicans, I think I told you.
Can you cover me in maple sauce?
Yes, I will do. And I will light the scented candles and gently lay you on the bed and massage you with oil.
Can you have red rose petals on the bed, like in that Bon Jovi video?
That's for girls. I don't do that.
Wait, no, tell me you're Russian?
I spent some time with them. They love me in Russia. Then I will light the candles and gently lay you on the bed. And then I will give you soissons neuf. You know what that is?
What?
That is 69 for all you ignorant American idiots.
Wait, what is it?
I know, Rob.
Wait a
minute.
I'm sorry, can you teach us that? I wonder, what is it?
Soissons neuf.
Soissons neuf?
That's very close, but not
really. It's a croissant shaped as a swastika.
No.
What?
Rob, all you eat is Doritos and pork rinds. I know you don't know about eating pussy, but...
Wait a minute, that means I have to do work if we're doing 69.
We can do soissons oui, where I do it and you owe me one. That's what we do. That's 68. But in Belgium, we eat the body.
The what?
Dave Mustaine would never give you soissons neuf. But JCD, he knows how to play the woman. Then, the
I'm
next
so
step.
I'm so excited right now.
When you are weak in the knees from the JCD for play, I will leg sweep you. And then smash your face into the head ball.
Oh my god.
And then I will spin kick you in the tits. Then my spotting partner, Rene, will come into the room and hold you up while I pepper you with body shots. And then I will pose on top of your body for victory photos.
Your Facebook account?
Yes, I am into some weird shit.
I need to call Marina so she can take these photos.
That's not making me a bad person.
Jesus, with all your
conflict? No, I only give soissons neuf to the pretty ones.
Look,
what are you doing giving it to Noah?
The ones who look like Alexei from Children of Bodom.
Oldie but a goodie.
Oh. Okay, I think you have to press OK now, Noah.
So I have to tear away from our eyes.
It might hang up on her. Pretty cool. We'll see. Oh, it's working. All right, we are calling Maria Brink from In This Moment right now. Let's see if this technology thing works out.
I hope we get her voicemail so we hear what it sounds like.
Hello?
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rob from Metal Injection. You're on the air on the Metal Injection livecast. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So you guys, In This Moment, you guys are on a headlining tour right now, right?
Yeah, this is my first headlining tour.
And how's that... I'm sorry?
It's good. Sorry. It's called The Winter to Remember. It's going very good. It's our first headliner, and it's a good time. It's the first time we've ever got to play like this long of a set, too, and like these many songs.
How long are you guys playing for?
Like an hour and 10 minutes most of the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you like doing the headlining thing, playing later in the day, or do you prefer maybe opening?
Do I what?
Do you like doing the headlining thing, just going on last and everything?
I mean, for me, it's like, I feel like we're definitely not, I don't think we're a big enough band to be headlining. I mean, we just kind of did it for, like, our fans that really like us. We want to hear, like, that long set and be able to hear songs they can never hear. But we kind of feel like we still got a lot of dues to pay and a lot more people we want to get our music out there to. And it's like when you're headlining, it's like you're not gaining new fans because everyone already knows who you are. Versus, like, you're opening up for somebody and all your fans come anyway, but there's an extra 4,000 people there who have no idea who you are. And that's just like you continuously grow, you know?
Right.
Do you guys play any covers while you're headlining besides the Blondie cover? Any other covers?
No. We actually don't even play that live.
How did that come about, the Blondie cover?
That was our manager's idea. And we had in the past, like, covered some stuff that was, you know, way more on the heavier side. And so when he said that, we're a pretty diverse band. We just kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll cover it. And it was just supposed to be, like, an extra song for a re-release that had a few extra songs in it. Like, we didn't think it would be a single or anything like that. But
right.
So we just kind of did it like that because, you know, we're just open to do whatever and try songs, you know.
That's cool. I think we have a caller on the line. And, by the way, you could give us a call and talk to Maria. Our number is 646-929-1357. And right now we're going to take a call. The number is 702. You're on the air with Maria Brink. What's your name?
This is Dr. Roxa, the rock and roll clown. In this moment, I'm about to explode.
Right, we're on the line with Dr. Roxa.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, and that was it.
We're on the line with him.
That's it. He just wanted to say he's about to explode. Right.
Like
very
those guys in our chat room who are about to explode, Maria, just because you're on the chat.
Oh, God.
How do you feel? Obviously, there's not a lot of, like, chicks who are good-looking and are front women of bands. Like, how do you deal with all the attention that you get from, like, all these, like, horny guys?
I don't even really think of it, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, ooh, there's probably a bunch of horny guys at the show tonight. You know what I mean? I just, like, go on stage and play our show and meet people afterwards, you know what I mean? And so I don't really think of it. I'm just like, whatever, you know, if a guy thinks I'm pretty and, like, that's flattering and that's sweet, but I really don't think about it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Are dudes usually pretty respectful around you, or have you come across some?
Yeah, totally. I mean, once in a while, we get the crazies, or we get the drunken jerk or something like that. There's a lot of crazy people out there. But for the most part, people are pretty respectful and cool.
Well, we were Googling photos of you, Maria, and we came across your Playboy photo. And none of the guys here wanted to ask it, so I'll just ask it. And they just wanted to know if you would ever consider going all out just nude for Playboy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really honestly don't. I think when people pose beautifully, you know, it's art. And I see, I'm not talking about, like, you know, penthouse people spread open like crazy. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, you know, I think nudity myself is beautiful, and I don't think it's a huge deal. But I'm a mom of a teenager boy who would never appreciate that. So I wouldn't do it for the sake of my teenager son, who I would doubt would want pictures of me, like, on the locker room wall. You know what I mean?
Right, that'd be kind of weird.
What about once he got into his 20s?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's something I haven't really thought of. I don't know. I mean, but again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, you know?
Mr. Hefner, if you're listening, I think that's a firm maybe.
A firm maybe. Not very.
So how do you deal with, like, such a heavy tour schedule and being a mom and just, like, balancing everything else that you're doing?
That's just crazy chaos. But we've figured it out, and so we make it work for us, and I just continuously travel, and the boys are really all understanding about it and things like that. So we make it work for us, and it's just a lot of flying around on airplanes for me and my son.
Wow.
I think we have Dr. Roxo back on the line.
We have to.
Okay. Come on. The clown man?
Yeah. Rock and roll clown.
I mean, I don't know if it's the actual Dr. Roxo or one of those imitation Dr. Oxo's, but
well, he had a chance. He put him on. He didn't say anything.
Let's just one more shot. 702. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, this is actually the doctor. The real doctor is taking care of him. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Richie Valens, and I was wondering if you guys can play La Bamba.
You never know what we're going to pull out. I mean, we played Slayer all the way to Blondie, so who knows? Maybe one day we'll pull that out of the box.
And just a reminder, you could talk to Maria. Our number is 646-929-1357. And you can give a call. We're just going to be out for a few more minutes. And so, like, you're in a bus with guys. Are you in a bus, or are you guys in a van?
Yeah.
You're in a bus.
Oh, no, God, no more van. I did that for a few years. I will never go back in a van.
So, like, yeah, like, when you were in a van and, like, you know, like, you had to go to the bathroom and there was, like, 20 miles until, you know, like, the next rest stop, how would you handle that?
You just have to hold it. I mean, I've had to have to pull over and pee outside the van on the side of the desert before. But, you know, we figured it out in a van. I mean, I haven't been in a van in a few years, but you stop all the time in a van. It's actually not as bad as people would think, I guess, but I don't know, it's cool to look out, my friend, because in a van, like, usually when you're in a van and you're opening up for bands, you don't even get a dressing room, and you're in your van, so you're, like, trying to get dressed in the van to go up for the show, and, like, it's me and a million gross, disgusting, farting, smelling men, so, and we've had to sleep in there, like, you know, in the first years when we were just, you know, really, really dogging it out, so it's hard. But now we have a bus, and that's much easier and much more fantastic. And the guys give me the back lounge. It's like my little princess bedroom. So whenever they're being close or blasting their music or whatever, there's girls on the bus, whatever, I can go in the back lounge and just have my own bedroom. And I fully have, like, my own blankets I bring and, like, curtains and flowers and smells pretty.
I was going to ask you, because you always hear of bands touring and, like, the guys are walking around with their wieners out and stuff and, like, being gross. you basically answered that. Like, you said, you have your own little private thing. But, like, do you ever...
Yeah, I'm back here. But I see their disgusting wieners. I don't know why, like, guys feel the need to talk repeatedly about poops and how their poop looks like a letter and fart, and they bend over and moon each other all the time. A lot of buttholes, a lot of balls hanging out. A lot of disgustingness that I've become immune to.
But do you ever do anything that grosses them out? Like, are you just...
No. I mean, they would all projectile vomit. Like, if I just was like, hey, guys, look. And, like, they'll bend over and, like, spread their butt cheeks. Like, if I did that, they would throw up, and I wouldn't do it anyway. But I always say that to them. Like, you know, one day I might actually do that to you guys, which I would never, ever. But if they did, they would just all, like, die if I did that. It's funny.
I don't know. Women doing that is sort of what's keeping the internet going. If you've ever been on Google, there's plenty of guys that not frown upon that at all.
No, I just try to pull other jokes on them, but yeah, I'm just used to it. I go run and hide. They'll tell me, go back to your bedroom, go away.
Cool. And so what does 2010 look like for you guys? What are you guys going to be doing in the new year?
What does the what? I'm sorry?
What are you guys doing for 2010? Like, are you guys going to be writing a new record?
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, we're writing a new album right now. So that's what we've been doing this whole tour. It's like the whole front of the bus is set up like a studio. And we're doing like all the pre-productions and all the demos, and then we keep sending them to our producer. So in February, we go into doing our new album for about 3 to 4 months. And then we're doing a big festival this summer, which I'm so excited about, which I can't say where it is because we didn't announce it yet. But our album should be coming out like right in the late spring, right before like all the festivals hit, and then we'll be touring a new album this summer.
So is it going to be a touring festival or a destination festival?
Yeah. No, it's one of the big summer touring festivals, but I can't tell you which one it is.
Oh. Is it Mayhem?
But it's good. So,
not a problem.
Okay. There's only a few that it could be, so it's not that hard to pick, but
right.
That's what we'll be doing this summer, so it'll be perfect timing to like have the album coming out, and then we, you know, get ready to tour it that way. Starting off that way will be really great and really fun because summer festivals are the best time of your life. The fun.
Cool. We actually have a caller that isn't Dr. Ross at this time. 802, you are on the line with Maria Brink. What is your name? We usually have actual callers, I promise.
Paranormal activity. We have demons calling in tonight. Is that really
well, it is a meta live cast, so that's...
It is a meta, yeah. We have a girl singer online. We're going to have some freaks coming up, it sounds like. So far, we have a clown, we had a La Bamba man, and a demon call. So maybe we'll have a human being call next.
Maybe. And if you're a human being and you want to talk to Maria, the number is 646-929-1357. Now, Maria, you guys have played Ozfest, right?
And, yeah, twice.
Have you met Ozzy?
Oh yeah. I've got a chance to hang out with him a lot and be around him a few times, and him and Sharon. And we got to record that Blondie song, the Call Me song, actually in his house, downstairs in his studio, which was like mind blowing. I got to see like all of his, you know, platinum records everywhere and be in his studio. And when we were recording, he like came downstairs and like hung out with us, and we're all like, oh my God, like we're sitting in Ozzy's house next to him. And but really, he's just a really, him and Sharon are really, really sweet, and they've given us a lot of opportunities in our lives, so we're really grateful towards them. And he is just like a humbling, like nice guy. You know, like sometimes in this business, I've met all kinds of people and been around. And like some people have like one album out that maybe they sold like 500,000 on. You hang around and like they think they're such rock stars and are they like cocky or conceited. And it's like Ozzy Osbourne is like this really sweet, down to earth, nice guy that will like talk to anybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did you use his
bathroom? So it's definitely refreshing.
Did you use his bathroom when you were there?
Did I use his bathroom?
Yeah.
Yes, I peed there. I peed there. Probably twice.
Wow.
Whoa. Call Blabbermouth.
Okay, it's not about Dave Mustaine. Why would we say that?
Oh, you're right. Okay, let's take one.
And by the way, Dave Mustaine, I love Dave Mustaine too. We toured with them and we opened up for them, and I heard all these nightmares about him,
mm-hmm.
and all these things like this is mean, and we toured with them for a month and a half, and he was so nice and so respectful towards me and just like women in general, and just like let me know like it wasn't okay if the crowd, because that was a hard crowd to open up for. That was like my hardest challenge I've ever had as far as opening up for a band. And every night it would wind up being okay by like the third song. But it, like the band going on before us was all guys, and we were main support. And the guys in the band in front of us were getting like full handfuls of change thrown right in their face, water bottles, like the whole crowd with their fingers up at them. And then we'd go up, me and my little Bo Peep dress, like, you know, and everybody's like, what the hell? But he like told me like it's absolutely not okay, and that I could have anybody kicked out I want, or he'll come out on stage and yell at them himself. And he was just very, very respectful and very sweet and nice.
Are you sure you
so I always give a hurrah for Dave Mustaine.
Cool, wow.
I thought he'd be like hitting on you and stuff.
No, he was so never hit on me once.
You look really nice, Mario. You know I'm not married anymore.
Wow, Dave Mustaine.
He's in the studio. That's a little weird. We have another caller. Let's see what kind of freak we got now. 306. You're on the line with Maria Brink. What's your name?
Hello?
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 It's just fart sounds.
All right.
We got a bunch of winners listening this week.
Yeah, not even one.
Yeah. Like,
usually like one asshole and then like three good callers.
Yeah, three like people are like, wow, I'm actually on the phone with a musician that I like.
That was just fart noises.
Just fart. It sounded like fart noises.
Oh my God.
I think guys just get nervous to talk to you. They probably have actual questions, but then when they're confronted with the prospect of actually speaking to you, they sort of choke up.
Yeah, they turn into gibberish.
What's funny is like people always say like, oh my God, you must get hit on all the time, like when you're on tour, like, but when I'm on tour and we meet people, like no one ever hits on me. Ever. It shows.
Intimidated.
And like when I'm on like big festivals with like all the touring bands, nobody in the band hits on me either. Like nobody hits on me at all ever.
Pussies.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Would you like them to start hitting on you? Because, I mean...
No, I'm not. Well, no, I'm not.
Could metal ejection to notify all the bands the tour?
No. Absolutely not. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying people always assume that, like, I'm getting hit on all the time by, like, bands that I'm with or, like, guys at the shows. And I'm like, no, it's the complete opposite of that.
Cool. All right. We got another caller. Let's see how this one goes. 209, you're on the line with Maria. What's your name?
Victoria.
All right, what? Victoria, an actual person. Do you have a question for Maria?
You know how it's, I was going to ask Maria, you know how it's their first headlining tour?
Uh-huh.
How's that going for you, for your first headlining tour ever?
It's really good. We're having a good time, and it's exciting, and it's refreshing to have, like, our own sound check every day, and we decorate it all up, like, winter time, because it's the winter to remember, and I'll wear, like, little Christmas outfits and things like that. But we're having a great time, and it's really cool to have fans there singing along and seeing friends and things like that. So we're grateful to be headlining, and we're making the best of it and having a good time.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for your call, Victoria.
Thanks for calling.
You're being normal. Bye, sweetie.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all the time we really have with you. Thank you for taking a few minutes before your show. I know you have a show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for caring enough about us to put us on here. Help us out. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for putting up with all of our callers and stuff. And us.
Oh, that's fine. I'm used to all the mutants out there in the world now.
Cool. So, I'm sure to check out In This Moment on tour. How much longer are you guys touring for?
Only like another week. So people coming to the town, that'll come on out. Because we're not going to be touring for, you know, till like spring.
There you go. So check out In This Moment. Maria, thanks again so much for hanging out.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good
show. Have a great night, and gal, and I will talk to you guys again soon when the new album's coming out. We'll do this again.
Cool. All right. Great.
Bye.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much.
This is a little awkward. No, you could just hang up on her if you just... Oh, there. She hung up. Good. Jesus. She doesn't want to waste her minutes.
Oh.
All right. That was Maria Brink. That went pretty smooth.
Do we have any of her songs
so
to play?
Sweet.
Yeah.
She was at Sirius earlier this week.
Did you talk to her?
No, I did not talk to her, but she looks really good in person.
She's a rare breed of white girl that Darren finds attractive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, I was saying, like, you know, if a white girl's built like a black girl, I mean, that's the main thing.
Why are you waiting till she's off the phone to say this to her, Darren?
It wasn't brought up. It's
like, how do you respond to the rumors that you're built like a black woman?
Oh, yeah. If only I would have done it earlier, she would have gone out.
No, but it would have been an interesting moment for the show, man. At the very least.
Yeah, there we go.
No.
So what do you guys want to play one In This Moment song, and then we'll come back?
Yeah, sure.
And I talked to my mother. She's on her way, so she should be.
Oh, yes, for her big debut.
Yeah.
The musical
being late
debut.
Runs in the Pezboni family.
Shut up.
She's stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike.
All right.
Mrs. Pezboni will be here after this music break.
Here is Daddy's Falling Angel by In This Moment on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah! Hello all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection live cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
All right, thank you. A more urban blend announcer guy, Trick Landing.
He's branching out.
We are coming to the end of the live cast. I just got here. It feels only like hour one for me.
Well, you can stay here and on the show an hour after we leave.
Can I do a 1 hour after dark, a solo after dark?
Sure, go for it.
Hey, Rob, so how was your week? Oh, it was great, yeah. So, Noah's a bitch. Yeah, I know. Why doesn't she ever take off her shirt?
She made you chili, and this is how you repay her. Piece of shit.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
I'm going to go cut myself in the bathroom.
It's a good thing she squirted some period blood into your Tresemme. The thing is, Tresemme is actually made of period blood. So that's what
it's French for period blood.
Yeah. The tress means period blood and ame is silent.
No, on me.
Oh.
Period blood on me.
Ooh, a lot.
They don't tell you that in the commercial.
It's a delicacy.
So anyway, speaking of period blood, don't we have Rob's mom in the studio?
Whoa, she just, come on. Show some...
I thought
it was her theme music or something.
No, that was a Tresemme commercial. I thought it was a song about Tresemme, so never mind.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to bring Rob's mother in?
Mom! Come inside.
Rumors!
Oh.
Why do you keep me in such a small room? I can't breathe in there.
Mom, it's just our green room.
It's dirty, and you don't pick up after yourselves. You're all pigs in here.
Oh, my God. Mom, you just got here.
Oh, God. Anyway, how are you, Robert? Have you been eating?
Yes,
he's
Mom.
Eating chili right now.
Look at him. You look a little thin. Hello, Sydney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
How have you been? How is work?
It's good, you know.
Have you got promotion yet?
No, you know.
Why not?
You're
a good boy. You do all your work, and you, Rob, you should be more like Sydney. Look how he sits up straight. Look how he sits up straight. Noah, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
How is your boyfriend?
He's doing very
well.
You're
married yet?
No, no.
Why not? What is the date?
I'm not into marriage.
Let me see your ring.
I have none.
Let me see it.
My fingers are naked.
Why? Why do you not wear it here?
Rob, can you please get your mom
off?
Mom,
all right, listen, Mom.
Have you slept with him? Okay. Are you using protection?
No.
Anyway, Robert, I brought a song here for you.
Yeah, what's this song about?
This song is called Robert.
That's my name.
It's about you.
Yeah, but...
It's about how you don't love your mother.
Oh, come on, Mom. I didn't turn you on the...
Talk to me.
Oh, my God.
You don't love me. And this song will show. You don't love me.
Are you laughing or crying, Mom?
I'm hysterical.
All right, I guess we should just play the song before you lose it.
Roll it, Blair. Robert, tell your mother that you're not on crack. Tell your father not to drink so much in the John in the sack. Robert. Robert! Can you visit for me once a month? Can you help me set my TVR? Hi, Robert! Robert! I'm about to take it to my doctor friend. I'm about to show him your blood wound. Oh, Robert! Mama wants to fix your life. And if you let me buy a chance for you, I can make you look so nice. Hello, baby! Mama wants to fix your life. And I can help you find the Russian hero who will do your laundry. What? Robert, tell your sister not to date the blacks. Tell your father that she's not had sex. Oh, Robert! Robert! Do you want to move back with me? Do you want to bring everything? Hi, Robert! Mama wants to fix your life. And if you shave your side, you're for me. It would make me feel so nice. Look so baggy! Mama wants to fix your life. If you won't get a real job for me, then you won't want me to die. What? Robert, why don't you eat something? Look, I made some nice pork. But look, you're so skinny.
Mom, I'm overweight. I weigh almost 3 pounds.
Oh, why are you raising your voice to me?
I'm not raising my voice.
Come on, listen. Oh, my God. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you move to Brighton Beach with me, you can have your old room back. It's still raining. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you want to see me to sleep, you can just stay unemployed. Oh, Robert, I come to America to give good life to you, to my son.
I'm sorry. You're so proud.
I want to give you pants, and this
right,
is how you
right.
treat
well,
me.
Well, go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great.
All right, great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more. Thank you.
Wow, standing ovation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I am so embarrassed right now.
You should be, because how long have you been without a job now?
Wow, I'm self-employed.
Self-employed?
Yeah.
Does that mean drugs?
No.
That means drugs?
No.
Oh, my God, he's up to drugs.
Tom, I told you, I run a metal website.
Metal website? Metal, metal. Do you sell jewelry? If you do that, then it's okay.
No.
Like every good Jewish boy.
Yeah.
I don't sell jewelry. I work in computers.
Listen to the nice people in the chat room. Don't yell at your mother.
How do you know about the chat room?
She's very tech savvy.
I know more than you think. I am prodigy at home.
She's a web developer.
What?
I'm a web developer developer. I produce web developers.
Well, you did a fine job with that, Mom.
Well,
I'm pretty good at
it. Yes and no. Come see, come saw. All right, I have to go. That's me, Danny, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Robert, sit up straight.
I'm staying up straight.
Thank you, Ms.
Wow, that was so embarrassing.
We're going to have to have her back like every week with a new song possibly.
Great. She's going to come on and ask me if I eat food. And
she could just, yeah, she could be like our new quality control expert.
Maybe there's a B-side to that. We'll see. A whole album, perhaps. Maybe she could collaborate with Maria Brink, too.
She does have a fantastic voice, though, my mother.
Wow.
And a pretty big rack. She could be
shut up!
Is that right? I don't remember.
Well, you're going to have to feed this kid.
She's got a nice booty, too.
Come on, guys. My mom.
She has feeding age. By the way, Rob's mother looks exactly like Rob, like a female version. She doesn't look manly, but she has Rob's features.
What did I have for
features?
Features?
Huh?
Hey!
No, his mother's a very lovely woman.
All right.
Keeper Wolfson says, make Rob's mom screen calls.
She would do it.
Oh, we should totally do that.
We never have any calls come through.
Well, good.
She would just strike up her own conversations.
I didn't let him through. He wanted to talk about metal. What's wrong?
Mom, get out of here. You would...
That was me imitating him.
Oh, wow. You do a killer.
Yeah.
It was. He was in the room.
I didn't want to spoil it. The imitation. Yeah. Keep It Wolf's son says Rob's mom is built like a black woman.
How do you know Keep It Wolf's son?
He lives in your neighborhood, remember?
No, he doesn't. He lives in Dallas.
Oh.
Get out of town.
I heard Rob's mom and Maria Brink are doing a Playboy centerfold.
Together.
Yeah.
My mom did cover Call Me as well.
Robert, Call Me! On the line!
Way to give away next week's big feature.
That's a good idea. Someone write that. I'm busy.
All right, I'll do that tomorrow.
Collaborate.
By the way, we're slacking on this, but someone reminded me that in the chat that we have to do the end of year awards.
Yeah.
So I'd say in the next couple of days, I'll start on that, but I need you to help me too.
If only somebody who was listening to all the shows could have just logged what we talked about.
Sid.
What?
It would have been so much easier.
He could have taken notes.
Hmm? Notes about what?
Sid has
I was re-listening to a lot of the old shows.
Last week, listening to all the shows.
And you didn't log them?
Because I was doing other stuff.
Jerk.
It was like background.
Yeah, other stuff being Madden.
No, right. He was whacking it.
I wasn't just going to sit in my room staring at the computer taking notes all day.
I'm gonna do it like a couple hours a day.
Oh, look, my phone number is calling the live cast.
Oh, no.
It's either the Googler or your mother. I hope it's the Googler.
No.
Well, it's my cell phone number this time, so... hello, me.
Hello. Is this true that this is the Metal Injection live cast?
That's correct.
This is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, the Googler just gets creepier.
Long time.
We haven't heard from him in a couple weeks, and he comes back with that.
Robert, why don't you protect your phone? People can make calls with it. And not up your bill.
Oh, no.
Why don't you go home?
God.
God.
My mom is pissed that the Googler spoofed my number.
That was from out the window. She's downstairs.
She's going to miss her bus to Brighton Beach. She's going to get out of here.
Oh,
but you're going to have to sleep on your couch.
Oh, no. I hope you catch that.
What I feel we have to do, though, is like, what do we have to show, 48 or something?
47.
So we have to each take, 12 shows and log them.
Keep It Wolf, wow, he's just full of good things today, has just said in the chat room, Sid's other stuff was meeting Geek to Geek Chicks and jerking off.
One out of two.
I don't think that's the case.
One out of two. And I, you know what? There was actually a couple times over the weekend where I did want to jerk off, but I didn't want to stop listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't jerk off.
I could not.
No,
why? You should have fast-forwarded to an After Dark segment.
Still all of us talking. I cannot jerk off to, like, one of your voices.
You'll hear Noah.
If it was just me and Noah talking, then sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I should have, for the fucking episode where you two weren't here, it was just me, Noah, and Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have jerked off to that.
But that could have been, that's like,
but I didn't call in.
And so did Darren, actually, but not the whole show.
But it's kind of like when you watch a porno and they're showing the girl getting railed and all of a sudden they cut to the guy's face, like moaning.
That's it, like the back of his balls.
Yeah.
The worst shot in all of pornography is that shot, the behind the man ass shot.
Yeah. When doggy style, but from underneath the guy's
butt.
Speak
for yourself.
No, come on. You don't find that attractive, do you? Like the man in general, yeah, but like.
Wow, I wish we weren't all talking so that could be a soundbite.
Yeah, I'd like that again.
Speak to.
Oh, it's not natural like this. Fine, I like balls.
Yes!
Hey, got it.
What's going on?
Balls.
Oh, okay.
Could I spend the rest of the show doing my auto-tune?
Actually, you know, when we were in the studio, I didn't hear any auto tune. It sounded like fuzz.
Yeah.
And then when I listened to the show on the archive, I heard the auto.
Oh, really?
And it sounded good.
Was it funny or was it?
It was pretty funny. It sounded like he sounded exactly like T-Pain. That shit really works.
Who the hell is T-Pain?
It's like a singer, R&B singer.
He is a guy that talks like this.
He just only uses T-Pain. He's like only auto-tune.
He sings the choruses in other people's songs.
Sing a love song to Frank.
Frank. I love you. You can give us a call at 646-929-1357.
You proud of yourself, Robert?
I'm very proud of myself. I can play music from my library and sing over it.
Why do you have to like throw that weird accent onto your voice? It's already been altered.
What weird accent? What weird accent? What weird accent are you talking about?
Didn't you try to be in a band for 5 minutes back in the day?
What?
Didn't you try to be in a band for 5 minutes back in
the day? You know I had a band.
What was the band called?
We never came up with a name.
Yeah, we didn't make it that far.
What?
Oh,
fine.
Oh, God.
That doesn't count.
Can we take
we
this call right now?
We have a call.
718, you're on the air.
Hello?
718?
What's going on?
Oh, Googler, is there no line you won't cross?
Would you tell him what just happened?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened was, I'm guessing that was the Googler calling from my parents' phone number.
How did he know your phone?
I have no fucking idea.
He knows in that last name, obviously, right?
But I don't know where that my parents' phone number would be connected to my last name anywhere.
Don't they have
just
the same
Google?
I guess that's true, but I thought their number was unlisted.
He'll never get my number. I've already
looked. Come on, there's been a challenge thrown down.
Well, because her phone number is not, it's just a cell.
He got Rob's cell.
My cell is on.
Come on, Googler. Check like the Sirius employee database or something. It's got to be.
I don't think it's on there.
Are you like registered?
Figure it out. This auto tune was totally worth all the money I paid for it.
99 cents.
That's one more than 98 cents, which is two more than 96 cents.
Is this how NSYNC used to record their albums?
Probably. Maybe. Maybe.
Terrible.
Cut it out.
Oh. Anything to stop this, I'm calling your arm now to distract.
I know.
It's a moral victory, I feel.
Are you going to say anything to him?
In front! Oh, it's so good. No. No. Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah, I think you do need to.
All right,
I'm
kind of over it.
Bravo.
I will
do
a minute left. With my, with my iPhone.
Recording is such sweet sorrow.
Can't believe
except
it.
For the sorrow part.
I am sad because it only feels like I've been on the air for an hour.
I think it should be a 3-hour show.
Oh.
I don't know how we can.
You know what?
It's on Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ew.
I would do a 3-hour live cast if we got paid.
Oh, shit. Look at the ego on this guy.
Wow.
You know what? I'm saying I think we could.
Can I pay you in chili?
I think we, if theoretically, we could do like a 5 days a week show.
I think so.
We didn't have to do other things.
Yeah, let's take the Googler's call.
Googler! I don't even have the other sound.
Hello, is Sid there?
Hello?
Yes.
Is Sid there?
Yeah, what's going on, Googler?
Okay, thank you.
Wow, we had a few weeks without the Googler, but we're going to have him back. Googling our names and
Googler, beware. If you call my parents' house, they have call ID and they will call you back.
Wait, he's going to actually call your parents?
I don't know what the hell he's going to do that. No.
Please don't kill us,
they
Googler.
To sleep.
Please don't kill us.
Very upsetting.
Googler's in the chat room, too. The Googler strikes back again, he says.
Yeah.
He still has not found my phone number. I challenge him.
He's challenging you. I know where you
Five seconds left.
On that note,
good night, Googler.
Thanks, Maria Brink. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Noah.
Thanks, Frank, for getting me here.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, New Jersey Turnpike, for
keeping
Rob away from us for an hour.
Yes.
Come on. Should we close out the show with my mom's song?
Sure.
I'll do it.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Tell your mother that you're not on track. Tell your father not to drink so much in the John in the sack. Robert! Can you live before you are? Can you help me set my TV up? Robert!
It was saying, it's still so nice.
trying to say something. Look, I missed my school. And look, you're so skinny. You're
I'm overweight. I weigh almost 2 pounds.
Oh, why are you raising your voice with me?
I'm not raising my voice.
Good Lord, listen. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you put the right seat to see it, you can have your bedroom back. It's still baby. Mama wants to fix your life. And if you want to see me, you can just stay out of blood. Oh. Oh, Robert, I guess you're better because you can still lie to you, to my son. I don't want to give you pants, and this is how you treat me.
We'll go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants at 93. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great.
All right, great. I'm very excited.
Just sit up straight.
Hello, all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in.
All right. On the metal injection. On the metal injection livecast.
That I will die in a fiery.
I wouldn't mind if he got maimed.
Hello, this is your announcer, Chuck Landington. And before we get to this week's live cast, we have a special message from Robert.
Hey guys, this is Rob.
if you know his Noah, that in 3D sounding extra cheerful today. It's because I'm running late and then stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Enjoy what will probably be the best first hour of the livecast ever. Join my three co-hosts in praying that I will die in a fiery car crash.
Sounds good to me. Now on with the show.
Oh, shut.
Now on with the show.
Done.
Line. Hello.
Hi. I can't hear you.
Chuck, we don't really want you.
I wouldn't mind if you got maimed. What exactly does it mean to get maimed?
It means like deformed and mangled.
So like you could say decapitated. To be on the line. That doesn't make any sense.
You know what? They called it just in time for our music break.
Yeah.
This is Miles.
Yo, yo. On some real shit. Yo, yo. So anyway, that's, they need you. At Boston, Massachusetts. Oh. And they're listed as...
We're going to do a quick segment of...
This is Miles.
Yeah, on some real shit.
Either, but nobody hits on me. Thank you.
No, his mother's a very lovely woman.
All right.
Keeper Wolfson says, make Rob's mom screen calls.
She would do it.
Oh, we should totally do that.
We never have any calls from
that called Timeless Infamy.
Oh, boy.
Which looks like...
Oh, your shot put?
No, I only give slots on you for the 51.
What are you giving it to Noah?
Rob, get your ass and get off your ass and piss off at the injection.
Ben, maybe. What?
Do you have to be good-looking to be a...
Tell her the number.
The page.
Secret.
Very good.
Do you want to hear a bit?
A bit of what?
A bit of comedy.
Oh, okay.
What?
Rob...
Noah, do you think you could post the recipe on the
here a bit?
A bit of what?
A bit of comedy.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll be right back with Maria Brink on the Injection Podcast. And we're back.